Proclamation number 8285 of 27th of September, 1962. Purity of the divine spiritual good. It is only rarely possible for pure truth to be conveyed to earth because prerequisites have to be met which require the human being's free will, for I can only express myself through the spirit of a person who fully consciously accepts my announcements, who fully consciously opens his spiritual ear in order to hear my address. For my spirit addresses the spiritual spark in the human being and reveals itself to him as soon as he listens inwardly to my voice. This process could certainly take place in many people, for many are called. But only a few are chosen, for I can only choose those who awaken the spirit within themselves to life. Who, through loving activity, shape themselves such that I can let my flow of spirit flow into a suitable vessel. These will then attain a living faith in me as their God and Creator through love, and they will also learn to believe that I want to and can express myself to them, and now they will also consciously listen inwardly for my voice. And then they will also be convinced that everything I now say is complete truth. Because my spirit cannot err and because it is my spirit which now expresses itself. Many are called but few are chosen. My calling must be awaited as soon as a person offers himself to me for service. But if this person calls himself, if he believes that he can force me into a divestment through the spirit by opening himself to every spiritual influence in the assumption that I myself speak through him, although the prerequisite, a right life of love, is not yet fulfilled, he must also reckon with being used or abused by forces which are not benevolent towards him and therefore are in the service of the one who is an enemy of truth. You humans cannot always judge which spiritual forces approach you, but you can always be critical of yourselves and ask yourselves what prompts you to come forward with spiritual knowledge which you believe to have received by spiritual means. You must seriously examine yourselves and then you will also know yourselves whether you belong to the chosen ones whom I have called to serve in my vineyard. But you can also fear to have received spiritual knowledge which you cannot represent as pure truth. But if I convey the pure truth to earth through an instrument chosen by myself, this truth shall also remain pure. It shall not be mixed with questionable spiritual knowledge, with spiritual knowledge which allows contradictions to be recognized. It should be protected from all contamination, because it originated from a clear source. Thus no other waters shall be supplied to it of which you do not know whether they are pure and unadulterated, whether they possess the salvific value of the spring which was tapped by me myself. The water of life which originated from me shall remain pure and therefore all foreign spiritual substances shall be kept away from it, for only that which originates from me is healing power for your soul. And if I repeatedly instruct you to protect the water of life from all turbidity and contamination, this also means that it is good to keep my eternal truth. My manifest gifts of grace, the divine revelations, to be carefully guarded against foreign spiritual goods. For what use is it if I convey the pure truth to earth and human byproducts or results of immature spirit beings are added to this truth? All people should and can indeed come together at the source of the water of life, which I myself have opened up, and then receive strength and fortification. But nothing other than the pure water of life flowing from the source may ever be offered to the wanderer at the source. And therefore I can never approve of people presenting spiritual knowledge as equivalent which has not flowed forth from me myself and which can be recognized by the fact that it is not the same truth but deviates in its teachings from my word, which radiates from above to earth and should be recognized as my word. It shall certainly be spread, it shall be led everywhere where it is still dark. Yet it will always spread bright light if it is kept pure. The light, however, will diminish immediately and the radiations will no longer be so penetrating if it is darkened by shadows. Which is to be understood as a true spiritual knowledge which confuses the thoughts and excludes clarity of thought. And I will bless my servants who know how to prevent such confusion, who are concerned that pure truth is not interspersed with error. And the servants I choose myself for my work of salvation will also have the right feeling for how they should behave towards questionable spiritual knowledge. And they will decide in my will, because they completely submit themselves to my will. Amen.